We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the men's room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up with Trigger Toast with a shot of the day, another round of Profile This. In the meantime, it is our random question, 844-999-HOLA.
All right, Miles, a few minutes ago, you asked if anyone had plugged up the toilet. You'd said, was it last night, I guess, you got real close to it?
A couple days ago.
Okay, before the water breached over the top. Ted, you said, hey, man, I plugged up toilets. I got my thing down, right?
Oh,
you
understand.
So now I want you to understand, before I read this comment to you, this comment comes from a guy that used to be one of our bosses. These are the people. These are the types of people we used to work for. Says, hey, it's Drep. That would be the guy we used to work for.
Oh, yeah.
8 years ago, at Thanksgiving family dinner, we had a little get-together. It was at my sister's and then their five daughters. I had to take a poop, so I went to the bathroom, and I took a massive one. It was so big, so firm, that when I got up, it was like a pooped bridge over the flush hole, and it wouldn't go down.
Oh, no.
Flush after flush after flush, finally, I had to reach down and grab it with my hand.
No.
And
send it. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh,
come on, Drep.
Oh, jeez.
Who would do that?
I can picture him dropping massive deuces.
Well, I guess I'll go there and grab it.
With red
random,
hair.
Random.
Yeah.
Random,
he could drop a big
random,
deuce.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Random, he's one of those guys.
And
like,
it's Thanksgiving.
Random, well, sure. Random, still, don't reach with your hand. Guess who it is, Ted?
James,
welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
James, welcome to the program. Random question. Okay, let's go here. James, when were you asked to leave someplace? And why?
Oh, dude, I've been, goodness gracious. The first time that comes to mind, this is boring. I had better toilet. I had non-poop toilet stories. But there were a couple of times in college where we lived in a town that was in the Midwest and lots of bars and churches. So we figured out a circuit where we were going to go to 24 bars a day. We were going to spend a half an hour at each bar, and that included driving time. So we worked it out on the map to where you can include a couple of minutes of driving time between here and there. And all we did was we would have a beer. I didn't think we had anything stronger than beer, except there were always like people who weren't on the circuit. So they would hang out and they would drink shots or they would whatever. And sometimes they'd be the driver.
What? All right.
Well, I mean, like, I remember the first time we did it, we gave this dude a case of beer after the fact and we paid for his meals. So he was there, but he wasn't participating. But there were people there and they would have like we would have people. It was like a trolley. Metaphorically, like there would be people that would be like, okay, we're down for bars 1 to 4.
Sure.
And then someone else would be like, oh, later on in the day, because we would start at noon and end at midnight.
Okay. So when did you, did you get kicked out of one of those bars?
Oh, so the first time we did it, I was last man standing and I got cut off at 17.
That's still pretty impressive.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you went to 17 bars.
Yeah, we made it to 17. Me and the driver made it to 17. So at that point, we would have been, it was after dark. So it wasn't quite midnight, but we were probably, I mean, it was after dinner time.
That's what, I mean, typically, most bar crawls, I don't know too many people who can get past 6.
Well, I think part of the problem is
5 or 6 is probably the
you get to the.
I need to go
was,
home.
By
the
time that was just the first time we did it. So the first time we did it, we had kind of plotted it out beforehand, and we had done a map and everything. And actually, I had an uncle who was a cop there at the time, and he was like, "If you're going to do this, you got to start at this bar first because it's at noon." You can't get anywhere near there. Like, you have to start there and work your way from there.
Okay.
Because that's where I bought your other uncle a... I don't want to go astray here, but I initiated your other uncle into manhood at the end of the bar one night.
I mean, initiated him into manhood.
That doesn't sound right.
Unzip his pants. I mean,
Well, I mean, he didn't initiate him, but he facilitated.
Oh, what did he do? He paid for the hooker or what?
I don't even know if it was a hooker. It was just a woman in the bar. So he was like, so that's where you have to. It was in the bar. It was in public.
Excuse me. I was wondering if you'd have sex with my friend over here.
I can't tell if you're a hooker or not.
I've never heard somebody, the way you just kind of insulted her, be like, oh, she wasn't
even
a hooker.
He was a cop. So he knew. He was always busting.
Then, of course, she was a hooker. He knew exactly who it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So he was like, you have to start there at noon because you guys don't want to end up there in the wee hours.
Oh. Okay.
When the hookers are out.
All right. Okay. Fair enough.
So we started in the south end of town and worked our way north. So that was just the first time. So we actually kept a journal where at each place, people would kind of write in like, hey, the service is good. The service is bad.
The original Yelp.
The music was good. Oh, it was great. And it was detailed. The second time we did it, I made it all the way through all 24. And at that point, we still had the driver and two or three other people with us. And I tried to board a move. I was so pleased with my success that I tried to board a moving train outside the bar.
Classic. Good move. Now let me ask you, do you think this is a tradition that lasts today in any form or fashion, or is it unique to your group, or do you meet up and do it every once in a while, go to a couple places, or what?
That was in college.
Yeah, no, but
I've seen those guys a handful of times since then, but that's not at all. I still do that kind of thing alone with no driver on foot.
How many can you do?
In terms of just like if I had to do that circuit again, one beer at every half hour.
Yeah, your rules that you told us, how many do you think you could do now?
I could do it until I passed out. It'd probably be about 30. It'd be in the 30s or 40s, depending on how often I ate or peed.
Jesus, man. Okay, that's quite the bender.
So where did he get kicked out?
But he's only drinking two beer. If you're drinking one beer every half an hour,
that's not bad.
Yeah.
You just got to get to a bar.
Right. That's the problem with pub crawls that I've run into is I start having fun in one place and then...
You don't want to leave. Like maybe you're talking to somebody or whatever.
Or you got too drunk.
Or you like the menu. You know what I mean? You want to get some food there. Yeah. You can see the food come around. Like, maybe we stay for another. And they're like, no, we're on to the next one. You're like, uh-oh.
So, did we ever find out where he got kicked out of?
Remember, he said he got kicked out of the first time they did it.
Yeah.
He got kicked out. It was night.
Okay.
It wasn't too late.
Yeah. Reason we asked, were you asked to leave Warren County, Virginia, about 75 miles west of Washington, D.C.? There was a recent incident there involving two horses, a pistol, and a cemetery.
Was it 1787?
Mariah Smith of Arlington, it's back in the Wild West, and another woman were riding horses in a cemetery in Middletown Saturday evening.
Spooky.
And then came along Warren County Sheriff's Officer. Smith fired her pistol when someone told them to remove their horses from the cemetery property. Deputies detained the woman after finding them nearby. Authorities say Smith had a... What kind of gun?
Smith & Wesson.
.38 Smith & Wesson. She was arrested and charged with three firearms charges, including possession of a concealed firearm while under the influence. Authorities did not identify the other woman riding a horse and said Smith was the only one that fired the pistol.
Yeah.
It was a cemetery. Groundskeeper said, ma'am, please, you can't ride your horses through
here.
Which
does not seem unreasonable,
and
right?
She got mad and started shooting at
her. I ran my horse on her ass.
Well, she's on
my horse.
That's it. With no name.
Random.
Let me sing the song
random,
to you.
Random.
Hello, Anthony.
Random,
welcome to the men's room.
Random.
Hola.
Anthony, welcome to the program.
Lot of calls, first time through.
Okay. I'm going to give you something really terrible here.
All right, do it.
Make you regret calling.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's see here. Okay. Do you have any tattoos?
Yes, I do.
How many tattoos do you have?
I have three.
Okay, where are they located?
One on the left arm, one on the right arm, and one on my left leg.
Okay, what do you have?
The first one I got when I was 13, that was a single needle.
Okay.
And that took a long time. That was my initials. That thing needs to be covered up.
Yeah, I was going to say, look, when you get a tattoo at the age of 13, unless you're a Maori warrior or something like that, chances are it's going to suck.
I know. The thing's so faded. It's old light blue ink.
Okay. What else you got?
And then my my right arm is a character. It means God's spirit.
Okay.
I got that when I was, I think, about 18.
Okay.
And then my brother, who's a tattoo artist, he's in Coyote Ridge right now for a couple more years. He's pretty professional.
Well, he should be the one that helps you with the cover-up.
I mean, if you got to hook up
trust
like
me,
that.
He knows this. Yeah, exactly. He's already asked the cost-cutting maneuver
in
mind.
That was going to be the next move after my last one, but he ended up getting locked up again.
I was say, when's he getting out?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and my third one is a Mason square and compass, a Freemason symbol.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Are you in the Masons?
Yeah. About 10 years.
You've been a Freemason for 10 years.
Did they, Mason.
Did a Mason or a Freemason?
A Freemason. A speculative Mason. An operative Mason blazes bricks, and the Freemasons are speculative and the oldest fraternities in the world.
Right, but why would you get a tattoo of that? As I understand the Freemasons, I mean, their existence is there, but it's not something you scream and advertise.
No, it's not advertised because I don't wear shorts that often.
Okay, all right. I was wearing shorts the other day.
I mean, look, even if you're in the Klan, you don't get KKK tattooed on you, and they're so gutless they wear hoods, right? So, I mean, it's, right, you still... You're not trying to let people know.
Yeah, my buddy was commenting on my shark tattoo on my ankle.
That's a mean-looking shark.
He said, did you get that when you pledged your sorority? And the guy beside him spit his beer out.
Oh.
I said, no, I got that when I was effing your mom, and we decided to get matching tattoos you had. It's funny as hell, though.
Damn.
He just drilled me. Jay's like, what, did you get that when you pledged your sorority? The guy went, I was going to choke. I was like, that was funny.
Tell Jay I think that's very funny.
Reason we asked, do you have any tattoos? Damian Stifler, who appears in basically Poland's version of Jersey Shore, which they call Gordy Shore, had a tattoo that we think one day he will forget or maybe regret.
He'll regret it.
The personal trainer had a 42-centimeter penis inked on his inner thigh, along with the words, come to daddy. It's about a 7-inch penis. It's on the side of his thigh, the whole thing, and it says, come to daddy.
Yeah, I mean, the day will come where he's like, god damn it.
Stifler says prides himself on his appearance and fancies himself as a bit of a ladies man.
Then you don't have to tattoo a penis on your leg if you're a ladies man. It's not how it's done.
All right, so there you go on the random question. We've got your emails coming up next to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hola, bitch, hola. You have entered the men's room.
Coming up, your guess is as good as mine, and we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. First time for a few emails from the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got
me. Hola, gentlemen, and Wobbin. Today is my son Luke's 14th birthday. I named him Luke so I could tell him I'm your father. He would love to hear some turtle wax with the Leroy Jenkins in the paws. By the way, guys, congrats on show 3000 and keep up the drunk work.
Let's do this. Leroy
Hola, Cholos, please wish my son Devin a happy 28th birthday. Please have the sexy, dirty Germans talk about his dealing cards and craps ability. Love his best ever mom.
Yeah, I like to have the ace in the hole. And as they call me, the king of spades.
Yeah, you can deal these cards very well. You mean you have quick little fingers that can work magical pots.
Yeah, I'm glad you like craps.
Yeah, craps is great.
Less explaining to do later.
Yeah, you can come over here and blow on my dice.
guys, it's my buddy's birthday today. Oh, it's my birthday today. This is from Patrick. Can I get the Dirty Germans wishing me a very happy dirty birthday, please?
Yeah, we will have sex with you 3 times tonight. That way we can all say that Patrick did the hat trick.
Yeah, Patrick, you sent in your own email. Now you're going to have a very dirty party, huh? So I still don't know if it's dirty, if it's you by yourself.
It depends what your hands are in the mood to do.
Yeah, that's just freaky.
Marcello, today is our oldest daughter Amy's 29th birthday. Amazing person. We're so very proud of her. Can you please give her an OG fish sandwich, a Leroy Jenkins, and a huge old bong rip? Love you, kiddo.
Fish sandwich.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Wait for it.
The vagina game.
Wow, I didn't
well, not that.
That.
Hey. That was the wrong goddamn button.
All right, time once again for beef or bacon.
Hit the wrong button. I was not commenting on your daughter, Amy.
Or was he?
Maybe.
Pacholos, today my birthday finally comes on a weekday. I've been waiting for this moment for years. It's a pleasure getting to see my favorite celebrities working in the same building as you guys. Thrill, my girlfriend, is the banging hot teacher at the school where your guys' kids go. Can she get the dirtiest of Germans saying, what'd you like to do to her? By the way, Ted, she is a huge Disney fan, so maybe you could give her both the German and Mickey Mouse versions at the same time. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I am not a teacher, but the next time you see me, go ahead and give me an F, and in return, I'll give you a D.
Yeah. This is German Mickey. I don't even have to think. I have to tell you how filthy I am. My German mouse. You can imagine the places I end up.
Yeah. Wherever you have cheese, Mickey will find it.
You can hide whatever you want. I'm the German mouse. I will find.
Yeah, treat your butts like have a trail.
You ever felt a mouse's tongue? So seriously, think about it, Montgomery.
Yeah, when it gets too bad, instead of safe word, you simply pull him out by the tail.
Pacholos, it's my 39th trip around the sun, and since I know no one else will do it for me, can I get a big old bong rip and those dirty Germans? That's from Myron, guys.
Yeah, the best thing about you doing the bong rip is now I know you don't mind placing your lips on tubes.
Yeah, she doesn't mind pulling or sucking either.
Yeah.
But it's happy birthday, Myron.
Yeah, and at the end of both, you will cough.
Sometimes we watch wrestling together. And that's not the dirty German thing. It's a thing we do.
Good evening, boys. It's my 48th birthday. Name is Matt. I would love to hear some dirty Jersey. Not Germans. Much appreciated.
Hey, oh, hey. He goes by the name Matt. That's good, because I'm going to throw you on the floors.
Oh, hey. Hey, it's Dirty Jersey, huh? I'll tell you what. I'm going to treat it like a piece of Scrapple.
What do you do to Scrapple?
just using a Jersey wrap.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, it's simple.
Fry it? I can't
Scrapple means a lot of different meat together at one time.
Like, you guess you fry it. Guys, today is my hubby Robert's birthday. He is 63 today and to help celebrate. Could he get maybe a what the F is that, bro? And a couple of thrills gets. Keep on up with the great work and rock on.
Oh, my God. What the F is that, bro?
Dick. 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 All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yars of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Let's get a contestant on the line for your guess is as good as mine. We'll take caller 9 right now at 844-999. Ola, first time for a few more. Ola, guys, name's Pete. Been a huge fan and love the podcast for almost a year and belated happy 3,000 plus episodes. I am a cook and never miss your show, even when at work. Seriously, the things you guys talk about in most cases are very applicable to today's society. Keep up the great work. Thank you for the nice email.
Nice.
Ted, The Young Pope is an incredible show. Thanks for talking it up because I probably would have never followed through and watched it otherwise. I always find it hilarious when someone calls in and says, I'm the guy who called in about whatever. You guys remember? And you guys just say, oh, yeah, we remember you, but you clearly don't. because you would have when you have dozens of people who call in every day. So I've emailed you guys before, and I just want to say that mixing Adderall and alcohol doesn't help you in the coherent department. The Adderall keeps you from knowing how blackout drunk you really are. Love the guys' show. Love the show, guys. That from Ryan.
Isn't that the same? I mean, look, it's just legal cocaine.
Yeah, basically. That's all.
Yeah, pretty much.
Look,
yeah.
Man, there's a way that this world works when it comes to drugs in the States, and it's this easy. They'll say drug X is illegal, and it is, but it's not that the drug is, it's that one ingredient in it. And that's something that the Big Pharma has been working on for years. So it's like, look, heroin's illegal, so the difference between that and the oxys was, what's the one ingredient that's illegal? They don't have that ingredient. Bang, presto. And the beauty is, you know, it's addictive, so like anything, you want to keep cut. They don't do this for your health, you do it for the money. Mm-hmm. It's a business.
Podcast listener here, guys. Just listen to the episode about getting bitten. I got bit twice while I was working for a fitness equipment repair company, but one stands out. Every day I would go out on appointments to people's homes to work on their treadmills, ellipticals, or weight stations, whatever they had, which of course meant dealing with a lot of dogs. The day I got bit, I walked into the guy's house, and there was one of the biggest German shepherds I've ever seen, already a bit intimidating.
Yeah.
The guy says, oh, don't worry about him. He's a friendly dog. Famous last words. As soon as the dude turns around to have me follow him into his house, the dog walks straight up to me, no growling, no teeth, no warning, just clamps right down on my thigh.
Oh.
And the guy doesn't see it since he turned his back. Well, he immediately let go, but the damage was done. Being a dog lover and knowing biting a person could end up with that dog being put down, I chose not to say anything and just stuffed it out through the rest of the job. Afterwards, in my truck, I checked out the damage. It wasn't as bad as it could have been, but I had 4 major punctures in my left leg from his big-ass teeth. Love the show, listen to every episode, and congrats on 3,000.
So, this dog bit you, mm-hmm. releases before the guy turns around, and then the dog has enough presence of mind to pretend itself like, oh no, nothing happened, but remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that story's insane.
That dog's an a-hole.
I tell you.
And I love dogs, but if your dog bites me, I'm gonna be like, hey.
I'm also telling the owner.
Your dog, that's what I'm saying, the owner I'm telling. Like, your dog just bit me.
And the dog, the owner's not gonna put the dog down.
If you don't want to put the dog down, right?
Yeah.
I think that's the case.
Guys, my name is Curtis. 1 year I decided to grow some strawberries. After about 3 weeks, I started to see some peek out. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
So I come home from work. I get undressed out of my work clothes and go out to look at the strawberries. And I thought we're ready. They're gone. So I do the same thing the next day. There's about one more strawberry. I think it's going to be ready. When I get home from work, I take off my work clothes, go out and look for it. It's gone. On the 4th day of doing this, my daughter's mom says to me, I've seen a squirrel in your strawberry bush, so don't get undressed. I'll just go straight out the balcony and look at the strawberries.
By the way, that sounds dirty.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a squirrel in your strawberry bush.
So there's a squirrel in my strawberry bush. So I stomped at it. When I stomped, the squirrel jumped toward me, so I stomped again and I yell. It just kept coming toward me. And it's coming so fast, I slammed the screen door. As soon as I slammed the screen, it was midair. It jumped onto the screen door right where my chest would have been. At the time, my neighbor is coming home walking to her apartment. The squirrel sees her and then runs up to her. So she's like, oh, cute squirrel. Then it gets closer, and then she starts to look nervous and clutches her purse to her chest. The squirrel jumps in her legs, and the lady screams, running up the stairs into her apartment. I don't think she got bit, but every day after that, you should see this lady walking home. She's a little nervous. I was glad not to be her and haven't grown any strawberries since.
I think the squirrel's like, there's 2 things you need to know about me, player. 1, I really like strawberries. 2, I have rabies.
Coming up, we'll drink
a
toast.
Bad for you.
With a shot of the day, but first time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We give you a couple categories, and then from there you try to get as many correct in said category before 3 strikes and you're out. All right, Steve, who is our contestant ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
How are you?
Anthony.
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing great. Anthony, your categories. We're looking at the best cities in the United States for college basketball fans as one category, and the favorite food for either people in the U.S. or people worldwide. So actually, you got a choice here of 3 categories today. Which way do you think you're going to go on the program?
I think I'd go with the food.
You're going to go with the food. All right, a new survey asked people all over the world to name their favorite type of cuisine, okay? So that's the people all around the world. Or you can have what the United States citizens say is their most popular types of food, favorite food.
So cuisine, are they like I like French cuisine, I like Chinese cuisine.
That's okay, it. That's right. Exactly it. So do you want to go worldwide or U.S.?
Let's go worldwide.
Go worldwide.
Worldwide.
All right, Anthony, here's what you need to do. We have the 10 most popular kinds of cuisine worldwide.
Worldwide.
You need to get as many right in the category before three strikes and you're out. What is your first guess?
Italian.
Italian, number one worldwide.
Really?
It is the most popular type of food in the world, hands down.
They got it right. Look, we have pasta and tomatoes. We have breaded tomatoes. Add cheese, done, right?
It's fantastic. Yeah. I love Italian food.
Everybody likes Italian food.
Parmesan, lasagna, doesn't matter.
Yeah, charcuterie.
It's great.
Any of that stuff.
Good breads. All right, Anthony, one for one. You got the most popular food in the world.
Awesome. Let's go second guess. Chinese.
Chinese food is number two on the list, sadly, here on the West Coast. We don't have as much Chinese food as the rest of the world, but that is number two in the world.
Yeah, we have like one country that's represented here. And yeah,
we don't have Chinese food.
Although I bet you if you went to China, and I love Chinese food as far as I understand it to be, which is stuff like General Tso's that they don't eat there. I think if I went to China, I'd be like, I'm not eating any of this.
I want the crab rangoon.
Come on, you don't have cream cheese in my...
Hey, with cray rabby and a delicious little pastry.
I mean, I would think Indian has to be up there, too.
Yeah,
just that it's so prolific through...
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, Anthony, what's your next guess?
I'm going to say American.
American actually came in seventh place.
Right. Sure, man.
That is correct.
I think we're probably the guilty pleasure for the rest of the world. Like, it's not healthy, but it's good.
Hamburgers. Like
burgers, fries,
chicken fingers,
right, man.
Pancakes, that
simple
kind of
food
thing.
That is delicious.
All right, Anthony, you got 3 out of 10. No strikes so far. These are the most popular cuisines worldwide. What is your next guess on Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
I'm going to lean towards Thai.
Thai food is number four.
Huh, okay.
Yep. This is worldwide. So who knows?
All right.
Now, I mean, almost every food culture is going to be kind of based off French food culture, right?
Right. I mean, I don't know if you guessed French or not. Ted, I hear what you're saying, but to me, my opinion is this. I don't necessarily love French food, but you have this healthy respect, because like you said, it's kind of the mother of most things.
Right.
So, I love Italian food, and I know a lot of it's inspired by France, but I'll take Italian over France any day. But there's enough pretentious people in the world who might pretend that French food is.
Maybe Greek, just because of Euros and...
Yeah. Mexican?
Nah, that's what I was leaning with.
Okay, what's your next guess, Anthony?
I'm going with Mexican.
Mexican is number 8 worldwide. That is correct.
I mean, I can't guarantee that these are not on there, but I would think, England is not going to be on there. You can't find... If it's not fish and chips, right? There's nothing... What about, maybe German, because people like the pretzel, sausage.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, what country defines, Middle Eastern again?
I think we just take it as Indian, right? Even though it's not part of the Middle East.
Country, a Euro.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about, kebabs or chicken kofta.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right, Anthony, so far you've got Italian, Chinese, Thai, American, and Mexican. So you've gotten 5 out of 10. What's your next guess on Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
Let's go.
There's still more.
Japanese? Eight.
What's that?
I say Japanese food, man.
Japanese, number 3.
Sushi.
Okay.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, man, Asia might, because again, India's there, China's there, Japan's there, Korea. I'm sorry, you said Thai. I'm talking about Korean.
Oh, yeah, Korean barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is some good stuff.
All right, we need another guest there, Anthony. What are you thinking next?
Let's go with Indian food.
Indian food is number 9.
All right.
So far, you've got Italian, Chinese, Japanese, Indian, Mexican, American, and Thai. There are 1, 2, 3 choices remaining. You've got 3 potential guesses and no strikes so far. It's almost like you're Googling this.
Some suggestions.
I'm driving with my headphones on. So.
Okay. You're doing really well, Anthony.
Some suggestions that came in are German, Greek, and French.
See, I'll go with French.
All right. French is number 5.
I don't believe anyone really loves it. I'm sure some people do. So those of you that do,
I can only
I'm sure
think
you
of
do.
French fries and bread. That's it.
Okay.
So. French Anthony, fries are not French.
You've gotten 8 out of 10. You have no strikes. There are 2 possible answers remaining. 2 countries worldwide that have the most popular cuisine.
All right. Let's do...
Greek. I'm just guessing Greek. You can find a Greek restaurant in any city, right?
All right. We'll go Greek.
Okay. Oh. Do not listen to me. I am now going to shut my damn mouth.
Okay. Huh.
People are saying Filipino.
Filipino's pretty good. I'm trying to think, is there any, like I like Caribbean food, but it's like one country that sticks out.
I don't know.
Like maybe, like, I don't know. Jamaica?
What else is in Europe? Other than German, like we said French, we've said Italian. So maybe Germany.
England.
England, no, anything north is pretty awful, right? Like Norway, Sweden, all that crap.
Okay, Anthony, we're running out of time. What do you got?
Let's try, let's do German.
No!
German.
Okay. Once again, these are the 10 most popular cuisines worldwide. So far, Anthony, Korean. You've gone Italian, Chinese, Japanese, Thai, French, American, Mexican, and Indian. What's your next guess?
I'll go with Korean.
On the list. But, man, you did a hell of a job. You really did.
What about Brazilian because of the steakhouses and stuff?
Brazilian doesn't make the list either, believe it or not. Okay, here you go. Number one, that would be Italian food, followed by Chinese, Japanese, Thai, French, all which Anthony got. He missed Spanish food in sixth place.
Okay.
American in seventh. Eighth is Mexican. Nine is Indian. And Turkish cuisine.
Huh.
Believe it or not, is the 10th most popular cuisine worldwide.
I'd love to try more Turkish and Spanish food.
And if you're wondering, the worst food in the world. The country that came in last place.
I'm going to say England or like Norway.
Really close. Finland.
Finland. Right. Same kind Finland. Of horrible, weird. Yeah.
Where they serve cabbage rolls and pea soup.
No one ever asked for that. No one would ever
and salted,
willingly ask for
salted that. Salted fish that have been buried in the ground for days.
It's the only way to eat salted fish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our prison system serves better food than what they call national cuisine.
Mm-hmm. It does not look good. There you go on Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. What you don't need to know, the AARP edition is coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink your toast with a shot of the day. Another round of profile that's on the way as well. But first,
we're full of useless information, and you have far too many brain cells not to let us kill a few. So lend an ear while the Men's Room shares what you don't need to know.
Today on What You Don't Need to Know, we take a look at the AARP Member Benefits Guide. Of course, when you reach the age of 50 years old, you are able to join AARP. And with that, you get incredible discounts, Steve. It's amazing, all the things they have.
I'm looking forward to it, man. Save my ass money.
Okay, here we go.
Save me money.
First of all, you can
And I'm going to start talking like this.
You can download the AARP app for your smartphone and take advantage of all these different benefits. For an example, you want to rent a car, Ted, right? You get a 30% off base rate discount, plus a free upgrade on a full-size car, class booking, anywhere in the United States and Canada.
Now, look, I think that's a nice thing to do, but let's face it, the older people get, the less we want them to drive cars.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's a good point.
I just think, like, man,
we're getting
don't
there.
Give old people the discount on cars.
Budget Rent-A-Car does the same thing. Zipcar gives you 43% off an annual Zipcar membership.
Give me 44, get off my lawn.
Now you think about traveling, right? With AARP Travel, powered by Expedia, no booking fees, 10% discount at select hotels, 30% off car rentals, $300 in extra onboard credits on select cruises, and up to $570 off vacation packages.
Oh, you got to bring your family, though.
By the way, British Airways, $65 to $200 off of round-trip tickets.
Yeah, right, we'll take 65% off, you old crusty.
That's a lot of money. Up to $200 off a round trip.
Yeah,
that's
a lot of money.
The Grand Canyon Railway. I know you've always said, man, oh, man, one thing I really want to do is go to the Grand Canyon and ride that train.
I say it every day, and it's all my coffee mug at the desk.
15% off train tickets and standalone stays at the Grand Canyon Railway Hotel. What a deal.
Hold on, I'm going to Google the Grand... Wait a minute, what's it called? The Grand
Canyon Railway Hotel.
I guarantee that hotel's got to be amazing.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
You get 10% off discounts at national parks, Yellowstone, Grand Canyon, Rocky Mountain Park, Crater Lake, Glacier National Park. That's not a bad deal, right?
Glacier's beautiful.
You get 15%
off. It's a nice hotel.
It is.
Yeah.
It was built for the railroad. So you know it's nice.
If you go to Best Western, you get 15% off more than 4,000 of their hotels worldwide. If you stay at Hilton, they'll give you a late checkout.
Nice. Because old people are known to sleep in.
Absolutely.
They're not up at 4:30 in the morning on the beach with a metal detector. Oh, no. They don't do walks through the mall at 7:30 in the morning before the goddamn stores are open.
Here's a good one for you. The AARP Hearing Center.
What?
Learn how to maintain optimal hearing health and get advice for living well with hearing loss.
If they can help with the eyes.
You get a deal on that. You get a deal at Walgreens. You can earn additional balance rewards benefits, including 50 points for every dollar spent on Walgreens brand health and wellness products.
What's the Walgreens equivalent to Herpetil?
Surely you're hungry. 10% off the Bonefish Grill. 10% off Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. 10% off Carrabba's Italian Grill. 10% percent off the Chart House. Claim Jumpers. 15% off at Denny's.
Hey, Denny's.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Denny's.
Oh, that's any time at Denny's.
It is. You know you're bitching about going to the movie theater?
Oh, God, yeah.
20% off Regal E-Premier tickets purchased online.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
It would have only cost me... Wait, what's the percent off?
20.
20? Okay.
All right. It's not bad, right?
I just like ARP because they've been recruiting me for years.
Ticketmaster gives you exclusive savings on tickets to live shows and events. 2-for-1 tickets. And me and 3-packs, you pay for 3, you get yours free.
Huh.
Yeah.
So basically, they just don't give you all the service charges. So your $8 ticket, instead of costing $70 by the time they're done, will just be the $8.
We told you before, Circus Olay, 20% off select shows.
Can't wait to see you fall.
10% off every single day, including liquor at Outback Steakhouse.
Oh, see, the liquor's the thing, man.
And liquor?
10% off liquor. In Rainforest, but they don't charge you on those non-alcoholic beverages. You have to pay for the alcoholic ones.
You shouldn't charge people for non-alcoholic beverages.
Well, alcohol's not included on the deal for AARP. I know how much you like to send flowers.
Oh, all the time.
1-800-Flowers.com, 20% off online purchases.
Okay.
You get 20% off at 1-800-Baskets, as well as Harry and David when you order your fruit baskets.
What the hell is Harry and David?
You get 20% off online. These are some of the many wonderful things that await you when you turn 50 years old. Oh, and 10% off AT&T.
I guess I'll have to switch.
All right, Wobbin, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drinking time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast 47-year-old Eric Trudson of Princeton, Illinois. Now, we're not entirely sure what Eric's malfunction was, but cops were called after he pointed a gun at a woman in a home. And a woman managed to get out, but Eric decided to barricade himself in the house and have himself a good old-fashioned standoff with the cops. That's right, police surrounded the house, and they spent the next 8 hours trying to negotiate with him. But Eric, he's not going to budge. You can't scare him to walking out of the house. And then at one point, keep this in mind, the cops were not lying to him. They said, listen, we're going to ask you to leave the house. He said, I've told you for 8 hours I'm not leaving the house. I said, you might want to get out. He said, why would I do that? Sir, your goddamn house is on fire. And Eric immediately came outside and released himself to the custody of the police.
I bet he did.
Yeah. Then to say, without incident. Keep in mind, he stayed in there for a little while after the house had caught on fire. They assume he was trying to put the fire out himself, but it got too big. And either you can burn to death in
the
house.
He set his house on fire. He's an idiot.
I don't think he did, because they were kind of in contact with him. Well, who the hell knows? Either way, we pour this booze and we drink this booze.
We think it's yummy.
Yummy! So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola!
It's going to get tested online for profilers. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999-HOLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.